Cape Town wakes up. Cape Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
To the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
On Smile FM.
I heard something from somebody on the weekend. I'm not going to out this person.
That's what I always thought. I heard it from someone.
But this person told me a little something that got me thinking about people. People that like to shortcut things or find a jippo. I love the word jippo. Is jippo South African? When they jippo the system.
Yes.
When they go, oh, but do you know that on so-and-so is a, it's a, and sometimes the jippos are legal. Okay. A jippo is like, it can also be like when you find the best time or the best whatever to do something. I'll always go to this store and whatever because it's pensioner day and there's a gap or a double your points day or vitality day or I get a free coffee if I go and I use this card and I do this. That's a cool jippo. Mm-hmm. Somebody said to me the other day that there's a very well-known site that's known for supplying goods relatively cheap and shipping them to your door. Rhymes with emu. And that if you complain about the purchase you've made, they're like, ah, oh, I've complained a couple of times about getting faulty stuff from this certain place. They just send you another. They don't want the stuff back. I'm like, what do you mean? They're like, no. It's too much of a mission for them to get it back. So then I go, oh, you sent me a faulty whatever. And then, but it was faulty.
Yeah.
They just sent me another one.
Wow.
And then I'm like, but what do you do with the old one?
Yes.
And they're like, well, the old one was broken. But then I got me thinking. And I tried. I said, no. But there's nothing wrong with that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they sent me another one.
Oh,
I'm like, no. You've jippoed the system. Who do you want to out for jippoing the system?
Oh, my wife.
You sure you want to do this?
She discovered that the app. About a year ago.
Right.
And I'll tell you what, my entire house has been decorated by them.
I know it.
It is insane. And, you know, she discovered a little, let's call it a hack.
Right.
But you're not actually doing anything wrong. You're using their own system just to your advantage. The way Rashi does with the bomb squad. basically, right? There's a jippo for you. You get about, I think, 30 days or something after you've purchased an item to do a price adjustment on that item that you've already bought.
Ways.
Yes. So what happens is if you bought it for $100 today and you bought it, it's shipping to you.
Got you.
Next week, if they've dropped the price to $80, they'll credit you $20.
Yes. I think she's genius. That's, I mean, that's a perfectly cool jippo, and that's a perfectly cool life hack.
Mm-hmm. I've asked her so many times. She's got like almost 1,000 credit cards. Continued buying.
Brilliant.
She just committed, but you gotta stay on it, you know. Mm. So it takes up a bit of time. But it's insane. I've been watching her and marveling. And you were saying how they deliver at your house.
Yeah.
My house has become a depot.
Martin, I thought mine was the 100%. I thought my house last night. There's a knock on the door. It's like 10 to 8 last night. I'm like, who's here? 10 to 8. Maybe there's a ball over the wall. The neighbors kicked the ball. It's this
delivery.
It's a wall, but it's mean for the price of one.
Exactly. Every day there's a new delivery.
Back when my husband and I had just met and started dating, we took my sister's son to a museum, and I looked like I could be like 15, 16 years old at that stage, even though I was like 21 or 22. So we get to the museum and the lady in the booth says to my husband, "So it's one adult and two children." Needless to say, we said yes.
I remember when I was still in high school and some of us were 18 and some of us weren't. Ryan, I'm sure you will remember Fat Boys. We had those that could get in would, you know, they would still use the stamp on your wrist. So they would stamp my friend and then she would run through to the back entrance, come out again, and then just like smudge the stamp on the arm, you know, and yeah, we all managed to get in that way. Anyway, have a good day. Bye.
Tell us what your folks used to do.
Well, as light as we used to, my friends used to love going to driving. So yeah, they used to sneak us in and, you know, the age those picture movies?
Yeah.
Like you sneak left, lie on the back floor, don't get over. Or they also had restrictions on how many people can go in one car.
That's it.
And they used to, sometimes we used to sit in the boot, place the boot, and we used to be in there.
You don't want to go and pay prices for popcorn or slushies or whatever. So you go to Clicks and you go and you go buy your packet of whatever, and then you go and down sneak Elman.
Guilty. You, I mean, have you seen the price of Astros and the Chuckles and whatever? At the,
yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, I was on a date back in the day as a 13-year-old.
My parents used me as the snack mule.
Oh, you're a snack mule?
Yeah, because they're not going to search the kid, you know. Oh. They're going to ask, like, what's in your bag over there to the parents. Like, my dad would have his decoy bag so that he could show them, no, there's nothing in you. And then there's me under my jersey. Back at a biltong.
I like your life hack. This is really cool. Very clever and well thought out.
We give our local on response guys the Wi-Fi password. And that way we've always got someone parked outside our house at night.
That is brilliant. That is very clever.
Follow us on TikTok @ Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.